Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck is hit by the pitch. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Tigers, 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Bush moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Darryl Brown now playing center field. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Lysander now pitching. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz now playing left field. Barbaro Garby now playing first base. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's Twins, 5, Tigers, 5. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lysander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Dave Engel pinch hits for Randy Bush. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Filson now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.